Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
The man of the moment announced yesterday as coach of the Essendon Football Club, and I've just been given the all clear that he does now join us. Brad, congratulations and thank you for your time on Trade Radio.
Thanks, Damien. Pleasure to be here.
Brad Scott, Essendon Football Club coach. How does that sound?
Oh, it sounds exciting. It's, probably, if you'd said that 6 weeks ago, Damien, it would have been pretty highly unlikely, I would have thought, given, but the way the football landscape changes and when it changes rapidly. So it's been a bit of a whirlwind, but I think it's a really exciting time for the club, and hopefully I sold a vision to them and they sold a great vision to me. So I think it's a really good fit.
Yep. If we just go back on the timeline, you mentioned 6 weeks ago, highly unlikely, through to today where it's a lock and announced and obviously very, very public. At what stage within that time frame, Brad, what was it that you felt that this was going to be, if it all went down a certain path, a really good fit?
Well, probably once I'd committed in my own mind that coaching was something I wanted to go back to, and I loved my time at the AFL, and I was fully committed to that. And to be honest, when the first time Josh Marnie called to gauge my interest, I was up front and just said, look, I think it's unlikely because I'm so wrapped with what I'm doing here in terms of the role that I play within the organisation and everything that I'm learning. But as time went on, and I just thought that the time frame wasn't going to work. We were going into a final series, and I just didn't think that it was right that the general manager of football of the AFL is out, talking to another employer during the most important month of the year. So I expected Essendon would probably move on, but they continued their process and were prepared to wait for me to enter that process. And once I did, and once I made the commitment, I was fully in.
Brad, Steve Silvani here, congratulations. Did you lean on anyone in making the decision to want to coach again?
Not really. I tried to, to be honest. I mean, it would have been nice to have someone to say, this is what you need to do. But, everyone I spoke to, and I'm fortunate I've got a lot of trusted confidants, and at the end of the day, they all said the same thing, which is only you can decide whether you want to coach again. So, the critical thing for me was that, if I didn't have the full support of my family, I wouldn't have put my hand up. And it's fair to say that probably took a little bit of time to get the commitment and the support. But, that I've got that, and I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't have that.
Yeah. And what excites you about the Essendon Football Club and the list there?
Well, I think it's the list. I mean, it's depending what happens in trade period. There's a fair likelihood that Essendon will be the youngest team in the competition next year. The list is very inexperienced in terms of games played, and if you look at the 2022 season, they didn't start a single game where they had a games experience advantage versus their opposition, and that makes it very difficult for a team to perform consistently. But what we did see is glimpses of some of the capability of players, albeit probably some inconsistent glimpses, but ultimately that's what I love doing. If Essendon had said they just want to bring in a whole lot of experienced players and it's a 1 year rebound, then I would have said, well, that I respect that, but that's not what I think my skill set is. But we're prepared to build this for the long term, and we know there's going to be some short term pain. But we've got an opportunity to hopefully bring in some talent, but also develop the talent that's already on this list. And unfortunately, that takes time, but I'm certainly invested in taking the time it requires, and so is the club.
Scotty, it's Nobes. Congratulations. It's great to see you back in the chair, mate. Your couple of years in at head office in that management piece, is there something in that skill set that you think you'll be able to take, or that you've reflected on from previously and refined in that role, do you think, mate?
Yeah, thanks, Nobes. I appreciate that. And you're absolutely right, there is. There's plenty. My entire adult life prior to going to the AFL, I was at an AFL club, either as a player or an assistant coach or a senior coach. And while that's, I'm incredibly fortunate to have that experience, it's, as you well know, Nobes, it's you have to have a single-minded approach, and you're very narrow in your thinking. Going to the AFL, I really learnt an incredible amount about the broader football ecosystem, and you know, I think I'll be a bit more pragmatic this time going back, and you know, and hopefully not sweat the small stuff as much as I previously did.
Last one from me. You spend a bit of time in the analysis, obviously, in there as well, being able to see how the game's evolved from a different view. Is there one thing, mate, that you might tweak into your game plan as well?
No, I think the changes that Steve Hocking made were extremely courageous and have been extremely good for the game. And I think that's reflected in the quality of footy that's been played this year. And, you know, I think the freeing up of ball movement and the ability to be able to move the ball in an unbroken chain has increased. And, you know, in the game analysis role at the AFL, I always had in the back of my mind what I would do if I was in, you know, a coach's shoes again, and how would we take advantage of this and how would we defend against it. So, yeah, there are definitely some things that I've looked at that, you know, I'm pretty keen to bring to this place.
Brad, how does it sit with you that Kevin Sheedy wanted James Hird?
I think it's actually healthy to have debate. I think it's really important that there's a really rigorous process. And to be honest, I know if Essendon had said, look, if you want to coach, we're going to appoint you without a process, I would have been concerned by that, because I think it's really important that there's an independent panel that was appointed to run a rigorous process and then recommend a preferred candidate to the board. Now, the board ratified that decision, so I'm not privy to the discussions the board had, and if I was privy to those discussions, I wouldn't disclose them. So I'm really comfortable that I've gone through a rigorous process, and that's the outcome. But I think there should be vigorous debate. But, you know, if there's not vigorous debate, then I think sometimes you struggle to get to the right result.
Yeah, I hear you, what you're saying there, and I totally get what you're saying. I know where you come from. When you say that you wouldn't disclose publicly information discussed and determined privately, you've now got a director within an hour of you being unveiled in the Essendon polo as coach of the Bombers going public with the internal deliberations. Does that concern you an hour into the job?
I think there are some things that I can control, and that's almost 100% the football department and the football program. And the commitment that Essendon have given me is that I'll have autonomy in the football department. I'll be able to build a program that we aim to be a world-class football program. And that's my focus. And there's a lot of things that I can't control. And I think once a coach starts to step out of his lane and starts to get involved in things that, you know, are quite frankly above his level, then I think we get into trouble. So, I understand the question, and I think, you know, there will be some people who are concerned, but my focus is just on footy, and I'll let the powers that be take care of the rest.
Yeah. Logistically, when do you start? How's it look? What do you want to even do in the next 10 to 12 days, given the trade period opens up? You're in charge.
Well, I'm at the hangar now, sitting in my new office, so it's day one, and you know, we've got a lot of work to do, and you know, the most important thing for me is to invest time with the people, and you know, that's difficult with the players mostly on leave, but some are still around, and you know, I've met most of the coaches and most of the administration, and we just had a long list management discussion, so that's clearly timely given everything kicks off on Monday.
Well, congratulations, and we really appreciate you're on a tight schedule. You've got a few commitments to sign off on this afternoon. We appreciate you've jammed about 15 minutes of your time into our time today. Congratulations. I know how exciting it must be, given you've always had that in the back of your mind, the possibility about going back, and this time round it's with a club with considerable resource behind it.
I appreciate your time too. Thanks a lot, guys.